علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of a guidance to managers. Imam Ali alayhi salam, in various parts of Nahjul Balagha, has given specific instructions to those people who have managerial positions. One of those areas, for example, is in the 31st letter, where he addresses Imam Hassan alayhi salam, and it is a will that he has prescribed for Imam Hassan alayhi salam, which can be used by all other people, of course, that can they can take benefit and take inspiration from it, especially when they are in a managerial role. And here Imam Ali alayhi salam explains various important issues. In the previous session, we talked about the different preliminaries for the heart to be prepared, precocious, and all of that. And that is through certain things that we do as leaders. One of those things that we mentioned previously in the previous session was the fact that a leader needs to be careful about his the income and how it is used and how it is spent, the expenditure of that institute or that place. Inshallah, in today's session, we'll discuss about another important point as a preliminary for the heart to be prepared and ready for leadership.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, one of the very important elements of a good system and a good institute and a good leadership and a good management is that management and those having those positions need to have a spirit of religiosity. You see, there are certain people who, when they take up a role in the society, they find that role to be separate from their religious identity. They feel the religious identity is confined to the mosque and it does not have an influence in the managerial aspect that he has or she has. Well, that is incorrect. That is partly a secular way of looking at things. Islam says that there is a very strong role of religion in all the spheres of a person's life. Islam says that religion has a strong role in a person's different spheres of a person's life, especially when it comes to managing. Now, if that religious spirit is not there, that you can say revolutionary spirit is not there, then there will be a decadence and a kind of darkness in that institute. And these are realities that I'm telling you, because what will happen is that the purpose of that person having that position will be just material, will not be something, something beyond the material realm, something to look forward to in the hereafter. And therefore, that particular situation of, stagnation and lack of progress in the real sense might affect that institute and that leadership.
IRIB English Radio presents a detailed commentary of the Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, on the program Gate of Knowledge.
Now, we said that that religious spirit, the spirit of, you can say, hard work in the divine sense, of struggling in the religious sense, is very important for a person to maintain in that leadership position. Should not find that as something different. Or what you can say is the jihadi spirit. Now, jihad unfortunately has a negative connotation in the world of today. Jihad is unfortunately being equated to terrorism and things like that. While jihad is a very wide term, and it includes having a stance against oppression, having a stance against forces that wish to obliterate the light of God, that wish to obliterate guidance. As such, if there is a leadership that has the spirit of jihad in the right sense, yeah, not in the negative, unfortunate connotation that the world has taken due to propaganda. But if that spirit is there, then there will be a lot of blessings from that community and from that society and from that leadership. That person, it will be dynamic, because the person who is taking that leadership role always sees broader horizons, sees ahead, wants to seek something new, because he wants Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah is infinite. Allah manifests himself in different ways. And therefore, a person can continuously progress in the direction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that leadership role. But if that religious spirit is not there, if that spirit of fighting against oppression is not there, if that spirit of, pushing away forces of evil and sticking to the right path are not there, if the spirit of struggling in the path of Allah are not there, then these things, if it's not there, then of course the leadership will become destroyed. That leadership will become that seat will become a seat of comfort and not a springboard towards hard work and progress. That position will become a slough of despond and not an airlift of progress. So we need to be careful about what we choose in our lives when we take these positions. Inshallah, that religious spirit of the jihadi spirit should be maintained in the leader and in all those people who are working in that institute. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه